going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Not to nitpick. I bet there's somebody hotter.
Please do.
I would just about guarantee somebody's hotter. Well, I don't know where we're drawing the line.
Possible.
The last two games, is that where we're drawing the line?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge has been hitting 400 basically all year. Somebody's been hotter.
He's not hot. That's just what he is.
That's his standard. Constant standage temperature.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And secondarily, I don't agree at all with, if he's going to hit like this, he can play wherever.
I don't agree with that at all. First. they want him to try first. He said no.
I don't agree with that. And it's not just Will saying that. Lou tweeted this out as well. Lou's like, wow, hit like that. Play wherever you want. I don't agree with that. He's probably going to hit like that no matter where he plays. So why don't you pick up a glove and go play somewhere else?
Yeah.
I don't think he's hitting well because he's a DH. Who believes that? I don't believe that.
I don't. This is sort of what he's done. He's had big stretches. He's had crazy stretches in the past. Remember last year, there was a time where he wasn't hitting a lot of home runs. And was it six straight games he had a home run?
Yeah, just last year, yeah.
So he has had a few 30 home run, 100 RBI type seasons, high 20 home runs, mid 30s. He's a good hitter. It's why they signed him to that huge contract, not because he was good at third. I think they always thought they might eventually move him off from third. Now, I don't think they ever really envisioned him playing first base, but when Tristan Casas gets hurt for the year and the backups that you're trying out there are getting hurt or are fringe major leaguers, you're trying to figure out the best way to help your club. He said no. He originally said no the first time you asked him to help your club, and he's the same guy who a year ago was like, we need more better players. They get Alex Bregman, and he's sad about
it. He's like, whoa. Yeah. I didn't mean better players in my position.
So he's still a terrible teammate. Don't get it lost in the weekend where he's smacking the ball over the place. Are you suddenly a good teammate? No, he's a good hitter.
And so, look, I guess I shouldn't be inconsistent on this. I said if you moved him to DH from third base, there's a real chance you get more out of his bat because it keeps him healthy. Look, if he's going to get hurt playing first base, then I should be consistent on this. Maybe he will be more hot as a DH or give you more total numbers, home runs and RBIs and things like that because he can play in more raw games because he stays healthy at DH. Well, I guess I'd allow for that. But the guy gets hot as a third baseman. He's hot right now as a DH. I'm sure he'd be hot as a first baseman as well. And so you can agree or disagree with Keith and I here on WEEI. We'll get to the grab bag coming up. We got Clip du Jour as well. WEEI afternoons on the way at 2 o'clock, so stay tuned for it. You can dial us up 617-779-7937. Disagree with us all you want.
Yeah.
John Henry is pissed, which that takes a lot. It takes a lot for John Henry to, pay attention to his team.
Be aware of a situation on his team.
Be aware of it, care about it, be angry about it, have any kind of real emotion about it. That takes a lot. How do we know? Because he's ignored the team largely for the last five or so years. Just largely ignored it. And he cared so much, he got on a flight. A private jet, I'm sure.
But still, he had to go there.
But he got off his ass, flew all the way to Kansas City to have a sit-down.
Spent time to talk baseball.
With Rafael Devers, his highest-paid employee as it relates to the Red Sox, flew all the way out there to deal with him. I'm reading here from Chris Cotillo, Mass Live. One day after slugger Rafael Devers expressed an unwillingness to move to first base and ripped Breslow in a media session, John Henry, Sam Kennedy, Craig Breslow all took an unplanned trip to the Midwest to try to clear the air with him. So again, this was not a planned trip, just in case you were wondering. Unplanned trip. Henry, Kennedy, Breslow. Stay tuned. Not all of them have the meeting with Devers.
Okay.
Before the Sox series opener against the Royals at Kauffman Stadium, the trio of Henry, Devers, and Cora all met in the manager's office. The events of the day delayed Cora's pregame availability by more than an hour, which leads me to believe the meeting was, what, like roughly an hour?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's Devers, it's Cora, and it's Henry. That's the meeting. No Breslow, no Kennedy.
Okay.
It doesn't even say a translator. I don't know if a translator was there or not. I don't know if somebody else in the meeting, Cora, was translating on his behalf. I don't know if Devers is really sneaky, speaks English. I don't know.
Do you think part of the reason why Kennedy and Breslow were on the plane was so they could just kind of prep Henry as to what's going on?
Oh, maybe.
Or so Henry didn't have to fly by himself and he's like, wait, so fill me in? He's like, so
boys trip.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was.
We're eating barbecue.
He's like, so the guy I'm paying $300 million to won't play first base?
He's like, what?
All right. He's like, I guess I got to go.
So, no, I mean, I wonder if, I mean, look, Breslow and Kennedy may have had other separate meetings that didn't involve Devers. Why do you think Breslow wasn't in that meeting? He should have been in that meeting.
You think Devers hates him like poison would be my guess. It's like, isn't going to go very well.
I think that's a good guess.
Yeah. Like, let's try to figure this out because let's have Henry and then Cora. And then Cora's trying to just play both sides, right? Cora wants Raffy to be on his side. He wants Henry to be on his side.
I maintain. As bad as Devers looks, how bad does this look for Alex Cora, Keith? You're right. It's Cora couldn't sit down and meet with Devers.
No, he's lost control of this situation.
So Breslow had to do it.
Yeah.
This is last week.
Right.
And now, again, because Cora can't do it, the owner has to fly halfway across the country to Missouri to go meet with the team's best player because Cora can't get it done.
I mean, in the 20-plus years of Henry's ownership, how many times has he flown to a place for a meeting like this?
I mean, I do not know the answer, but very, very, very infrequently. What was the thing that came out, the chicken and beer year, I think it was, where he, like, bought everybody headphones and took them out on his yacht?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'm not saying he's never intervened. I'm just saying, like, for something like especially something like this that should be handled by the manager.
But I'm saying,
yeah, maybe it was.
How long ago was that? That was 10-plus years ago, and
did he even go to Colorado when they signed Cora last year?
I don't know. I know the Netflix.
I think it was Breslow.
I know the Netflix cameras didn't.
Netflix missed it. I'm still waiting for that episode.
So not, but I mean, like the best example I can come up with was from 10 years ago. No. Longer than that, 14 years ago is the best example I can even come up with off the top of my head. Has he intervened at other points we haven't heard about? Maybe, but I don't think this happens often.
Not many of us probably have 17% body fat.
Yeah, including Rafi.
I think that's true.
Including Rafi. He's definitely.
What's the right?
Yeah. I'm higher than 17%. And no, that was technically a factual statement.
What's
not many of us have 17%.
Body fat?
That would include Rafael Devers. No, who was he talking about in that clip? Oh, that was Pablo. I'm sorry, that wasn't Devers. That was Pablo.
It's typically 18 to 24%, apparently.
Yeah.
All right. And so Devers was 17?
I'm on at best the high end of that.
I think Pablo was a little higher.
Let's see.
Just high, just north.
Breslow is Mass Live again, who was not present for the sit down, did say he heard it went well.
Quote, via listening device.
Quote, it's probably wise for some of these matters to stay between John and Raffy, but my understanding is that it was a productive dialogue. Mm. Keith, you like this.
This is my favorite line.
There was an honest exchange of ideas by both sides.
What a great way of saying screaming match.
And I think we're going to walk out of this in a much better place. No, that is exactly what
he said. Although I don't know if John Henry's even capable of a screaming match, but my guess is he was just like, why won't you play first? And then Devers was just screaming at him about how he was lied to by Breslow.
Like Devers wasn't doing much screaming via translator last week, but that was an honest exchange of ideas. He was honestly telling Breslow to go F off.
It's almost amazing this even took an hour. Like, isn't it pretty clear? Like, they've played it out enough publicly that you can kind of put the pieces together and figure out, like, why he's mad. And then Henry's probably like, all right, well, what do we have to do? Like, all right, because if you're Henry, don't you look at it and say, he's like, secondhand, I've heard that Breslow wasn't clear to you about the pursuit of Alex Bregman, which was your manager who wanted him the most.
A bit of a fact-finding aspect
of it. Yeah, so he's probably figuring this out. Yeah. All right, so he wasn't honest with you about that. And then, so you were pissed about it. I get it. You're pissed about playing DH. Get it. But you're not the DH and you're doing well. We need you to play first base because it is desperation right now because Casas is out for the year. So you can be pissed at Breslow and Cora all you want, but you're making it worse for all the other guys on your team. And like, and if you're good with that, like that says a lot about you. And if you're not, and you're willing to change your mind, like we can try it. Now, I think if you're Henry and even Breslow, you have to say, let's try this. And if it's awful, will change. Like, you don't want to get embarrassed out there at first base. Right. If you're such a train wreck, then they'll put you back at DH.
Right. If it's a complete disaster, then
there's a fallback plan. Like, you screwed up, but you, that was a good teammate move. You tried.
You make every penny you were going to make in the first place. You tried to help the team.
Yes.
We all know it internally. We all know you were doing something to help the team, and we'll give you, if you go out there and suck, don't worry about it. And we'll be in control of whether or not you're DHing or first base or whatever, but do this because the team needs it. Because again, as I said earlier, it's now not just the Cassis injury, which is the main impetus for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Romy Gonzalez is on the IL. They lost another first baseman over the weekend. Yep. Another, well, quote unquote first baseman, another guy playing first base for the Red Sox. They lost another one. And Devers is still like, no, I'm good. One more comment here from Breslow. Because just in case you were wondering, a big part of Henry's message to Devers, Breslow said, revolved around being a good teammate. We felt like it was important, based on the situation that unfolded yesterday, to come out here and have an honest conversation about what we value as an organization, what we believe is important to the Red Sox, that being a great teammate for one another is important. We think that it was a productive conversation, Breslow said. So I guess my question to you, Keith, well, number one, I applaud John Henry for doing this. I don't want to give him too much credit when I don't have to, but for this, good for you, John Henry. I mean, Twitch chat is saying it's only a 3-hour flight. It's a billionaire who doesn't need to waste 3 hours one way, at least an hour for a meeting, and then another 3 hours. It's half his day is gone for this stupid meeting that he never wanted to do in the first place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, this is a surprise.
So I'm shocked. Yeah. I can't believe I'm saying it, but good for John Henry for doing this. I can't believe it came to this. Shame on Alex Cora that it came to this.
Right.
Because you better believe they're not happy with Devers. They can't be happy with Cora either.
No, it's embarrassing that it got to this.
We just paid you.
Yeah.
We paid you to excel in situations like this, keeping people happy, managing egos, and now I'm flying to Kansas City
right, to
come clean up your mess? Like, I bet some of the meeting was for Cora as well. But do you think anything changes coming out of this meeting?
So I kind of don't. I feel like he's going to still be the DH. I wonder if this roster manipulation, as it relates to Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer, if that's what sort of kickstarts all of this. And he didn't play first base. There hasn't been any talk either that he's going to play first base, because wouldn't you want to find out as soon as possible if this is a fit or if it's not a fit? The slow play of it makes no sense unless it's just never going to happen. Well, it's not a slow play. It's just it's a no play where he just continues to be the DH. And they try to figure out the next first baseman. It gives me a little bit of pause, the fact that Henry went there. The one takeaway is, like, be a good teammate. But
Be a good teammate means go get a glove and
play first base.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, he's like, I already gave in once, right? Like, he wanted to be the third baseman. He told everybody he was the third baseman.
Right.
He gave in once. Now he's the DH.
Right. But he was wrong.
He was wrong. No,
he was wrong about moving off third base. Bregman's better than him. And he was wrong about, oh, it's going to impact me. You're hitting fine at DH. Everybody's saying, oh, if he's going to hit like this, you can DH. He was wrong about both things.
Can you force him to play first base?
Can you force him?
You can't really take away money like in other sports.
No, and if you tried to do it, I'm sure the players' union would come after you. But, again, this is not his boss, Keith.
Do you think he plays first base this month?
This is not his boss's boss. Yeah.
I mean, it's the 12th, so I mean, we have a lot of games left this month.
I think by the end of the month, he's playing games at first base. I think by the homestand, we're going to see video of him. Whether it's planted or not, we're going to see video of him taking grounders at first base.
But Fleming said he can play any position he wants as long as he hits.
Well, that's what Lou said too. A lot of people are saying that. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
So go out there. He'll on the homestand, he'll start, because what they got Atlanta starting on Friday. They're in Detroit for another couple of games.
Okay.
Maybe we'll see him taking grounders there. I bet they make a big song and dance about it on the homestand, and by the end of the month, he's playing first. Yes, I think that.
I bet he plays first on the road at first.
Maybe. Because
I bet people are pretty down on Devers. And then
But you don't think he's going to play at first?
No.
Okay, so I do. And we'll see, and I think we'll point back to this, and we'll say it's ridiculous it got to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But again, it's not his boss yelling at him, Cora. It's not his boss's
literally
boss.
Literally owns the team.
Craig Breslow.
Yeah.
It's the boss is coming in, taking time out of his day to come meet with you for being a crappy teammate, and all you got to do is go get a glove and go to first base.
There's got to be some finger pointing too going on between Cora and Breslow, and some blame there. Like, Breslow's probably like, why can't you handle this? And Cora's like, well, I don't even want him to play first base. And then Breslow's like, why do you ever even have a backup first baseman?
Honestly, like, that's almost the meeting I'm more interested in, because
those two.
Why did Breslow and Kennedy go on this trip too? I bet they all met with Cora and John Henry separately from all the players.
Yeah.
And that to me is an interesting meeting. Like, did they clear the air? Is John Henry like, guys, who's even in charge? Why do I pay either of you? Why am I here?
And it's bizarre.
I don't know if that's in his character or personality, but yeah. I wouldn't blame him if that's what he did.
I know. It's weird because Breslow, we know, didn't pick Cora. Henry loves Cora. So Cora is safer than Breslow by a long shot. You were wondering because they eventually at least got Bregman for him, and this offseason was such a step in the right direction, I thought their relationship would be better. I mean, certainly better than Bloom and Cora, but I thought it might be good. Like, based on the guys getting Crochet and getting Chapman and getting Bregman specifically. But now something like this has got to be kind of a bit of a strain.
I can imagine. Text line says he's probably afraid, meaning Devers, to being bad at first base and then having to deal with idiots like you making fun of him or criticizing him. I understand why players don't come to Boston because of sports guys like you.
No.
I don't know if that's directed at me or you, Keefe. I'm not sure which.
So now,
perhaps both. But if he's that soft that he's worried about what we're going to say about him at first base.
No, that's bad. I don't think he is.
I think he just feels like he got jerked around and he doesn't want to do it.
Well, the proof will be in the pudding, as they say. I think it was Bob Marley who said that. But I think he deserves to be criticized more. And I will put myself into this bucket for not being willing to be a team player than if he boots a ball at first
1,000%.
Like that. Now, a month from now, if he's at first base and he boots a ball, I'm not going to be like, how is this guy not feeling the position? I'll be like, they put themselves in this situation. He's doing you a solid. Like, he shouldn't have to play first base, but a good teammate would.
I mean, look.
Mookie Betts shouldn't have been the shortstop for the Dodgers last year.
If he butchers a play, I might say he is doing the team a solid, but if he butchers a play, he butchers a play. We're going to talk about it. But yes,
But I'll be like, that guy's not a first baseman, and because you never even got him out there to begin with, like, a position change is one thing. A position change mid-season is another. Right? It's not like all spring training he was working at first base.
Well, and that's the other thing that's nauseating about this. Cora went on and on after the game. He's like, oh, he's just so comfortable. He's arguably the best DH in the AL, which I thought was a weird way of saying Kyle Schwarber's better than him.
I also like how he's like, well, if you take away the first series, taking away the series now?
He lost you the series, for God's sakes. He lost you the whole thing. And so, no, but also it's like, oh, well, he's just so comfortable and he's learned all the nuances of the position. There's no nuances to the position.
You go up every third inning and hit.
The nuances is when can I eat my snack?
Yep.
When can I take a dump?
Yep.
Those are the nuances of the position.
Well, you have to keep yourself involved in the game.
I guess.
Stick around for a long
time. How many sunflower seeds can I eat while I'm sitting here watching the game before my tummy hurts? Like, mm-hmm. Those are the nuances of the position. 617-779-7937. Trav is in Lowell. What's up, Trav?
What's up, guys? You guys keep, saying that he needs to help the team and he needs to do all these things. The Red Sox need to find a first baseman. It's been years now. Like, the Red Sox are responsible for this. He's doing his job right now. He's hitting the ball. That's his job. He's a designated hitter. He's hitting the ball. And you guys just keep harping on this thing about him not wanting to play first base when it is actually...
So, Trav, forget about us for a second. Why'd the owner fly out there? If it's no big deal, why'd the owner fly out to meet with him? If it's just us overreacting and making a big deal, why'd the owner do that?
Maybe just to clear the air, see what was going on.
What air needs to be cleared? If he's doing his job, what air needs to be cleared? He's hitting, he's doing his job. What air needs to be cleared?
Did you guys see the article that was posted? Not an article, but a post that was made about...
not Boston answer my question. What was it? A Boston Strong tweet? No, I didn't see it.
No. I am answering your question because if the translator didn't translate him correctly, if you get an actual Dominican-speaking Spanish speaker, what he said was, I will go to first base. I can't do it overnight. I'm not one of those guys.
Okay, I didn't see Boston Strong's tweet.
I didn't see that one anywhere. I've heard teammates say he should stop talking, teammates are rolling their eyes at him.
You want to fire up the...
Would John Henry be there if he said he'd do it?
Thank
just
you.
Not right
for
now.
God's sakes. Use your brain for a second. But early entry for Brag of the Week, when I did TV last week, Eve.
You got to get somebody who speaks Dominican.
We had a gentleman from Telemundo come over and say it was honestly much worse than the translator translated because Devers' translator is in Red Sox PR. He is
right. He's trying to soft shoe it.
He is paid as a member of Red Sox PR, so he's softening the blow. He's not setting up Devers screwing Devers.
He said
over.
He would play first, and he has played first.
Go get me a goddamn first baseman.
Yeah, So I agree with like part of that. Like the Red Sox needed a better backup plan than they had. But
I don't think they've had a real first baseman since Mitch Moreland.
Okay, I mean, it's supposed to be Casas.
But like, right. But
it's supposed to be.
Did we all have big issues about Casas being the first baseman
at
the
beginning of the year? You're like, he's your first baseman. Neither. They had a first baseman. They just didn't have. They didn't have two.
I mean, look, I didn't always like his personality, but I wasn't like, they don't have a first baseman.
No, that's their guy.
To your point, they don't have a backup to the first
at
baseman.
All.
True. One other quick item, because you mentioned you'd leave Raffy at DH, and we're going to see Anthony and Meyer soon. I think that's happening too.
I hope so.
And I think they're already starting to leak out how they're going to bench Seydon Rafaela. Sean McAdam had an item. It was a picked-up pieces sort of column, but he had an item for Mass Live. He said there's some growing frustration within the Red Sox organization about outfielder Seydon Rafaela. He said more than once, Rafaela has been advised in the dugout to take the first pitch in his next at-bat, only to swing freely minutes later. Rafaela showed in spring training he could be more selective at the plate and that plate discipline has mostly disappeared in the regular season. This is setting it up for whenever they manipulated service time to call up at least Roman Anthony and maybe Anthony and Meyer in conjunction, which is good news. It's frustrating it's taking this long, but I think we're getting awfully close to it.
Doesn't solve the first base problem, but at least gets those two like stud prospects up at the major league level, and they can help you. And I think it's everyone's just waiting for these two guys to be up here. And so that's one spot, but they probably need to find room for two.
Well, maybe Meyer comes up and plays first.
Maybe.
617-779-7937. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab Bag.
Let's go. Grab Bag. Let's go.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. NBA playoffs roll on yesterday. Thunder over the Nuggets in an ugly game, Jones, 92-87. But that series is now tied 2 games apiece. And the Pacers blow out the Cavs, 129-109. Indiana now 1 game away from going back to the Eastern Conference Finals. And Donovan Mitchell's status up in the air for game 5 for Cleveland.
Yeah, so I have no idea. I said this earlier. My guess is, based on how much of a blowout it was, he'll be able to play in game five. I'm not sure it's going to matter, though. I think that series is over. I don't think the Cavs are winning three straight against Indiana. So the East wide open if the Celtics can figure things out. I still think OKC comes out of that other series, but that's been when we look, we talk here a lot about the Celtics, focusing on the Celtics, but if we were a little more locked in on OKC, SGA hasn't been great. That team hasn't been great. They've been, I said this in round one, I didn't even like how they were playing in a sweep over, was it Memphis who they beat in round one? I didn't think they were great in that series, and they swept them. So they've been a little underwhelming for a team that had, you know, a borderline historically great regular season.
You think a tougher matchup for OKC this round against Denver or whoever comes out of the Minnesota-Golden State series?
Well, if it's Golden State, I think that's a hard series. If it's Minnesota, I think this is a tougher
Minnesota,
one.
Right?
Yeah.
So tonight, obviously, Celtics-Knicks game four. Then Timberwolves and Warriors. Minnesota leads that game, that series 2-1, tip off after 10 o'clock.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
All right. How about a little Stanley Cup playoff action for you? Yesterday, Brad Marchand and the Panthers defeated the Maple Leafs 2-0.
Wow.
Series is 2-2.
See what happened in game three?
I did. Marchand.
Big one.
Yep. That's a heck of a player.
That's why he's there.
Uh-huh. Stars beat the Jets 5-2. So Dallas leads that series 2-1 on the schedule tonight. Capitals and Hurricanes with Carolina up 2-1. And Golden Knights Oilers, Edmonton up 2-1.
I know that's a big series for Wiggy. Wiggy sprinkled a little bit on the Oilers to win the whole thing.
So the Oilers, the whole thing or just the series?
I forget. Or did he have
the West?
Yeah, or did he have them in the finals? I'm trying to remember now, but he's a
final.
He's an oil man. Yeah. Sorry, Stanley Cup final.
Cup
correct.
Final.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, Gretbeck, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Red Sox Tigers tonight. Tanner Houck on the hill. We'll see how Tanner Houck does. It is a first pitch tonight. I think it's a 6:40. So that would be a 5:40 pregame here on WEEI. It is also a Will Fleming, Lou Maloney series.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's two guys who agree. If he's going to hit, he can just hit, play wherever he wants.
Just take it up with him.
Doesn't matter where he is. Nope. The Tigers, we looked this up late last week. The Tigers sold the best record in baseball, best win percentage.
They lost a couple to the Rangers.
Yeah. Maybe not anymore. So the Dodgers passed them. They are tied with the Mets for the second best win percentage in baseball. They have the best record in the American League.
Sure.
Grab bag.
WWE Backlash was this weekend, Jones, where all the champions retained.
Okay, good.
Now, I know you're wondering, like, what the heck?
I was like, who's got the strap?
John Cena still has the strap.
Nice.
Dominic Mysterio still has the strap.
Phew.
Lyra Valkyria still has the strap. Jacob Fatu still has the strap. And Pat McAfee, I was worried about this guy.
Yeah.
He had a one-on-one singles match with Gunther.
You pointed this out to me. They've basically been showing his highlights all day on the McAfee show. I mean, look.
He's been just watching his own tape.
Look, I mean, look, if I were in that position, I would be breaking it down like the Zapruder film, so I don't disagree with that. I did see he had like one nice little like backflip off the ropes. You see that?
I saw that, yeah. I saw that match.
That's not safe.
They were literally just slapping each other for a while.
That was your description? It was a very accurate description. I don't know if you agree or disagree, Billy.
Just
but
slapping bare chest.
Keith was like, did you see any of this? I was like, no. He's like, they basically just slapped
each
other.
Yeah, the little I saw was a lot of slapping.
No, they just took turns slapping.
A lot of slapping.
They just take turns like, I'll slap you.
Friday night. What's going on there?
It was pretty intense.
Yeah, seriously.
But Gunther got the win.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do 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 do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do 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 do. Blah, blah. 93.7. Jones and Keith grab back. Jones and Keith grab back.
All right. The NBA draft lottery is tonight.
Really?
Yeah, NBA draft lottery.
Didn't know that.
Utah, Washington, and Charlotte all have a 14% chance at the number one pick, followed by New Orleans, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Toronto, San Antonio. So some people were talking about San Antonio. So they have the eighth. They only have a 6% chance. However,
it's worked out for them in the past.
Back-to-back rookie of the years, and if they could add Cooper Flagg to that team, what a quick turnaround.
Well, I was going to say, what a stretch for Maine. I was just about to say this. Miss Maine was this weekend.
Miss Maine. People are all still talking about Miss Maine.
Bill was at the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn.
No doubt.
And now you got Cooper Flagg. We're going to find out a destination for him. So big stretch for Maine.
So Danny Ainge is obviously feeling pretty good.
Is
there a team that you either want him to go to, or is there a team you really do not want him to go to?
The Spurs would be cool. Give me the top odds again.
So Utah, Washington, Charlotte.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want him anywhere.
I mean, maybe just him with Ainge is mildly interesting, but those all sound like terrible destinations.
New Orleans, Philly?
Would the league rig it for Philly or Brooklyn?
Maybe.
No, I think the Spurs would be interesting.
Spurs,
him and Wemby? That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab bass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one. All right, the NFL schedule will be coming out later this week, and we've already have the first game, officially the first game, the season kickoff, which will be on Thursday, September 4th. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles will host the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't like it.
Dallas Cowboys. You don't like that one?
I like, for the season kickoff, I do like kind of a standalone. I don't like a divisional game that we
see. It's not necessary.
That's the right way to say it. I don't think it's necessary. Like a couple of years ago, we got Chiefs-Lions. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Now,
even was it last year? I guess I don't recall. Chiefs Ravens.
And
not that you don't get that. Like, those are teams that'll probably play each other maybe even multiple times in a year if they meet in an AFC title game. But I don't need a divisional game. We do get to see George Pickens, who I wanted for the Patriots. Anytime, maybe a couple of touchdowns in that game. Who knows? Don't we know the Friday game too? Don't we know the Brazil game?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Chiefs and Chargers.
So that's another divisional game. Florio had a takeaway on this. He's like, is that a clue that the whole league early on week one might be very division happy? That would not be ideal.
If it's all division matchups, who do you want the Pats to play week one?
Not Buffalo.
Probably home to the Jets.
Give me the Jets.
Home to the Jets.
Yeah. Let's start with a win. You got to see one. Sometimes you just got to see one go in. I'd say they need a win there. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby.
Come on and let me out. Well, there's already starting some scuttlebutt about a potential Giannis trade this offseason. So predict next team for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well, would you rule out the Spurs? Spurs are an interesting team.
I'd rule nothing out.
We talked about this before. I would never rule out Pat Riley and Miami. Pat Riley had kind of a wild press conference late last week talking about Jimmy Butler and all their expectations. And they're going to be under some fire there. I just looked up these odds earlier.
Houston's got to be towards the top.
Houston was
right?
One. So I think if he leaves, you're right. If he leaves Milwaukee, Houston was the favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, Brooklyn's expected to be in too.
That would make sense, right? A team like Houston, where they have a lot of young players, picks. I mean, would you rule out a team like OKC? I don't know where they are in the odds.
Well,
they have.
I think if they fall short,
they have thousands of picks. They have so many first round picks. It's not even funny. Yeah. I'm not saying that would be a smart move for them. I already think they're pretty good, and they don't need to bring in a giant loser like him. But it'd take a lot of pressure off if it's SGA and him. I don't know if that's enough shooting between the two of them. I wouldn't rule out a team like that. I don't know if they have high odds to get him or not.
Yeah,
but that would make some sense.
Yeah, and I wonder like these teams that fall short, like would Cleveland look for a big change up, or like is Giannis looking to get out of Milwaukee and go to like a big place for the first time? Like, I don't know what his motivation is either. I think he's still really good. Like, we put him on our losers list. Like, he's a loser player.
He's a loser, but he's excellent. Who won?
Yeah, right. Yeah. But he's really, really good.
Yeah. I don't know. Houston makes sense. San Antonio makes sense. I'd throw in OKC as a dark horse. They have the draft picks to go get him.
Okay. All right. Very good. Grab bag. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, if anybody saw this. Anthony Richardson, the Colts quarterback.
Nope, but I heard Shine make a passing reference to Richardson that I did not get today, so I don't know what this is.
So he... Oh, no, this is old. Never mind. Forget it.
What?
Dove Kleeman had it, but now it's... I just looked it up. It's old.
Well, what is
so
it?
Anyway, he has a,
what is it?
So he has his entire back is tattooed.
Uh-huh.
This is annoying. This is like a year old. Never mind. But he has his entire back tattooed. But apparently he took like anesthesia, got knocked out so they could tattoo his back, which I feel like is cheating. You can't.
This is like a thing that people are doing now. Like whole body. They'll.
This is like severance. This is like getting severed and then go like part of getting a tattoo would be the pain of it. So anyway,
is
he
that
gets
part of it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't have any tattoo. You have a
it's
tattoo.
Like I'm too.
Billy, you have a tattoo. Are you tatted up back there, Nick?
Four of them.
Four? Oh, wow. I didn't realize
one
that.
One on each arm, one on each leg. Got them 20-something years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Sick. But you didn't get knocked out for it.
No.
You didn't go under?
A little lick it up, but not like knocked out.
Yeah. You're like, this kind of hurts. Just going to kind of, grin and bear. Because normally when you see guys all tatted up, you're like, oh, that guy at the very least had to sit very still, and it had to hurt like hell.
Yeah.
This guy's like, no, just take me out. So 7 hours takes him out. But he's like, the thing I read, and now this is annoying because it's old, but it was like, it combines his two loves, football and gambling. For real. He has like a roulette table.
Oh, he has cards.
Tattoo.
Oh, nice.
Like money, like all this stuff. Like,
yeah, what? Guy loves gambling.
What's
wrong with that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Starting quarterback in the league.
Who among us can blame?
No, it's good.
Yeah.
That's why he's tapping out of games.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
We don't know.
Makes
for
sense.
Sure.
Maybe that's why he stayed in some of the games he stayed in. Yeah.
Rich Keefe. Don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a
grab bag.
To yourself.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Oh, yeah, but I think I saw they're optimistic.
They're optimistic?
The Steelers are going to land him. Yeah, I think I did see that, yeah.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags
in a row.
Best NBA performers from last night. Aaron Gordon, 15 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists.
Loss.
Miles Turner, 20 points, 7 rebounds.
Win.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 25, 6, and 6.
Win, but eh.
Nikola Jokic, 27, 13, and 3.
Loss.
Pascal Siakam, 21-6.
Ooh, Miles Turner.
Not a great list.
Miles Turner.
Yeah, not a great.
Yeah, sure. All
right. It's time for Jones and Keefe's.
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, from Detroit Tiger. Former Detroit Tiger.
It's a Davy Cruz. Text line already guessed. Is it Davy Cruz?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It is a Tiger. Also, Tiger, Marlin, Cardinal, Dodger, Red.
Tiger, Marlin, Cardinal, Dodger, Red.
Outfielder.
Oh. I was about to guess Renteria. Okay.
Right-handed stick.
Yeah.
Right-handed arm. Throw it in from the right.
Right. Yep.
Side. He is, let's see, a one-time member of the 2020 club.
Nice.
Now, he did it with two teams that year, but I think it still counts. Same season. He had 24 home runs, which is a career high, 21 steals. A career 270 hitter with 156 home runs. Was a part of two World Series winning teams.
Oh.
The 03 Marlins and the 06 Cardinals.
Oh.
He debuted in 1997, and he was done after the 2007 season.
Okay.
Played his most games.
Juan Pierre?
Oh.
Nope. Good one.
Oh.
Played his most games with the Detroit Tigers.
Okay. I was thinking the Grandy man at first. It's not him. That, nope. The timing's off on all that. So it's not Curtis Granderson.
And he played for the Yanks.
Oh, Yankees were not on the list.
No.
Oh, sorry.
You guys were really quick last week. Had to go a little, I don't know if it's a deeper cut, but he's a no-time all-star.
Okay.
What else can I tell you about this guy? 127 career steals.
Outfield.
Yeah, or the Cardinals outfield. You can work on either one. Yeah,
get cracking.
Yeah, Jeff Conine. No,
good one. 2020. No, not Jeff Conine.
Conine might have been on the 99 Marlins.
Text line does have
it. They have it?
Text line has it.
I haven't gotten one in weeks.
Uh-huh.
Hang on.
So.
Nothing from Mark yet.
No.
Text line has it?
Text does.
Juan Uribe.
Nope.
Ooh, good guess. Twitch chat? I see multiple Travis Freiman. Is it not Travis Freiman?
Not Travis Freiman. No. Freiman played for the Indians for a long time.
Juan Encarnacion.
He got it.
I wouldn't have gotten
you
that.
You guys guessed a few Juans, but
okay.
Not the right
first
one.
This half credit.
Okay. Cameron Maben is a name. I was trying to
Cameron
come up
Maben's
with that.
A good
well,
guess.
I was trying to come up with that name. I couldn't think of it. I was trying to come up with that.
Juan Encarnacion.
Was wrong anyways. Juan Encarnacion.
Yeah. Good player.
Nice player.
Yeah, very useful.
I gotta be honest, I don't remember him for most of the teams that were on the list.
Yeah, I know.
Huh.
I was surprised he played the most for Detroit. I guess that was early in his career.
I was surprised he played for the Cardinals when they won a World Series.
Yeah.
Huh. Juan Encarnacion.
Yeah.
Juan gone, as they maybe thought about calling.
He hit two home runs in the 03 playoffs.
Nice.
En route to his first ring.
Sick brag, bro.
First of two rings.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So there you go. Juan Encarnacion, random baseball player of the day, every day in the grab bag. By the way.
You know how much money he made in his career?
Oh, yeah. Let me get a good $35
million. Wow. 33.1.
Nice.
That's good.
Couldn't guess him, but asked me how much he's getting paid.
Yeah.
Text line, by the way.
Rules, you didn't get it.
Well, I was glancing at that's true. Well, I was glancing at the option. Ooh, Brandon Inge, good one. I like Brandon Inge. I like Inge. Text line says that Tank Dell went under for a full leg tattoo 2 weeks ago.
Went under? What is this? This is not allowed.
That's what the text line claims.
No. He's all tatted up. He doesn't remember any of it because they knocked him out. That's absurd.
Although he has had a lot of work done like recently, so I...
He's like, well, while I'm under,
yeah,
can you stitch up this one, tattoo the other one? You got a doctor on one side, yeah, tattoo artist.
Two for one.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
All right, in that case, fine. Yeah, you're already getting the surgery.
Save on the anesthesia. There you go.
That's fine.
Makes a lot of sense.
I'll give you that.
617-779-7937. That's the grab bag each and every day. Here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. And we got the...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Clip du jour next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day.
Sorry,
and today,
I got
as promised,
by the tunes.
Celtic superfan Aztec Gino called back in, obviously high on the game three win. Excited about the game three win.
Yeah.
He also provided some wise words. I guess they're not his words,
no,
but somebody else's wise words he wanted to give us. Gino, what's the place going to be like on Wednesday for game five? What's the atmosphere going to be like?
Geez, that thing's going to be crazy. I wouldn't want to be a Knicks fan coming in, forget that, that they, like I said the last time, they taunt us, they harass us. When we win tonight, guys, because, and then, for them to come into that environment, that hostile environment, right? Because, Bob Marley told me at the thing, he said, you woke up a sleeping giant. You were provoking us.
Yep.
The Celtics woke up. They were playing Celtics basketball. They were moving the ball. We were getting those open threes. We were playing, this is the kind of basketball that won us Banner 18, guys.
How about that?
And just to clarify, for those that don't know, Bob Marley is a fellow super fan.
Yeah.
Not the legendary reggae artist who passed away in 1981.
No.
Not that Bob Marley.
No.
A different one.
Yeah. No, not that Bob Marley. Not
just
Ziggy.
So we're clear.
Not Ziggy, not any of them.
No, none of the Marleys.
It's another one of the Celtic superfans. Well, right.
Thunder Dan Marley. Yeah, none of those guys.
I do like that we're now, hopefully we just hear from all the super fans. Aztec Gino. Gino, as we call him, or should it be Aztec?
I think
separate between here from Chicken Hat Guy.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's true. He
does name drop those guys a lot. But that's fine.
And we know Chicken Hat Guy. We all saw him at a Bruins
friend
game one
show.
Time. Yeah, friend of the show.
He also goes to Bruins games.
And so, makes you think less, doesn't
bizarre.
It?
Bizarre.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for that.
So I'd like to, you know, just keep working our way in with that group. I think it's a good group to get in with.
I agree. They're at all the games.
Good vibes.
If nothing else.
Yeah, if nothing else, give us a good scout. So there you go. That is the clip du jour each and every day on Jones and Keefe. Crossover with WEEI Afternoons brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines the day after the Red Sox win and get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchase. The 99 Restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox. You gotta love the Nines. Andy Hart, what's going on?
Not much. What are you guys up to? Get your Celtics?
Not much. Yeah, Paul Pierce.
You know what? I never. People on Twitch have probably seen this all day long. I never actually even pointed this out. Keith has been rocking his Paul Pierce jersey all day long. Green Pierce 34.
Yeah, it's one of the best jerseys according to the Jones and Keefe bracket.
Yeah. Is that an authentic?
Yeah, it's one of the
game worn. What is that? Game worn over there?
Mitchell and Ness.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, look at you. Nice. What's the special occasion?
They've played a game
four.
So you play one. You wear one every game.
I wear one today. When I remember, I'll throw one on. I don't see why not.
Ted Johnson would not allow for that. He's not he's a non-Jersey guy.
That's fine. I'm a pro-Jersey guy.
I'm a Jersey guy.
He wouldn't say that if he was here.
Well, I'm not making him wear the jersey. I'm just saying I like jerseys. My personal rule is I don't wear jerseys of guys younger than me, but that's my thing.
It's the anti-Belichick rule.
This just jumped into my mind, though. Yeah. Like, what would the ruling be on wearing your own jersey?
Like if Ted wanted to pop on.
Ted went to the beach and wore Johnson 52 to the beach. Like,
I think that should be allowed.
Who was the guy that went to like Daisy Buchanan's in his jersey?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there like a Patriot and a Red Sox that did that?
Tully Banta Kane feels like something he might do.
He might have. It was somebody. It was somebody like pretty well known, nice. And they would like wear their jersey
out. I think
out.
It was Banta Kane.
Like, well, yeah, but there's somebody more well known too.
I think it's worse to wear your own jersey than another adult to
worse.
Wear your jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
I'll call up North Country High School right now. Get my jersey.
I'll wear
that thing around.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's very strange.
Who's going up to the rafters to get it?
Yeah, I was gonna say they probably retired. They probably retired 10. That's true. Nobody wears it anymore. There's a spot on the bench that no one's allowed to sit on.
So Celtics rolling, right? That's where we start the show.
Seems that way.
Can't be beat. Side note: the Knicks kind of stink, right? They kind of are, but the Knicks kind of stink. Yeah. Like, I watched the Knicks in this series.
They're not very good. Yeah,
this is a bad basketball team that's up 2-1.
Yeah, it's not great.
And the Celtics kind of, you know, are they good? Are they rolling?
Celtics are fine.
Fine. Yeah, they are fine. Yeah, fine's probably a good way to put it. I know. I heard you guys raving about Tatum, which couldn't agree more. We'll
get
some pushback on that by one interesting member of WEEI Afternoons. Didn't care for the answer. Hated the answer in some sense. You'll have to stick around to find out who that is. And we'll also get back to all this.
Interesting member.
It's got to be Fitzy.
It doesn't have to be.
It's Monday.
There's lots of members. Well, there we got guys behind the glass that are opinionated.
Nice. Oh, Ball goes ball.
Could be Ball.
Oh, could
be Stiz.
Ball goes ball. All right.
Nice. Stiz's dog. Could be anybody.
Stiz's dog.
That's true.
It's a good Twitch chat name, by the way. Stiz's dog.
Stiz's dog.
So, yeah, and we'll get into this Devers thing because this Devers thing really bothers me. Not so much Devers or John Henry. All these columns I'm reading that are sort of taking the Red Sox side in this.
Yeah, so I didn't realize. I was aware of the Ken Rosenthal one.
No, you mean they're taking
Devers'
side.
Yeah, I mean Devers' side.
Yeah, they're taking Devers' side.
Which
I
don't see.
I was aware of the Ken Rosenthal one. You're telling me there's like a string of
these. Yeah, Jen McCaffrey. There's a few of them, and they have similar structures, let's just say. Their outline, if they were in middle school that they wrote, would have been very similar before they wrote the actual column. Strange. Feels like there's some messaging being put out there by somebody or for some reason.
Huh.
And I'm not saying the Red Sox handled this perfectly because they have not.
I agree.
Breslow and company, Cora not on the same page. We'll also play an answer from Cora last Wednesday where he was telling us about how great the conversations he has with Breslow are.
Yeah,
I'm starting to wonder how much truth there is to that.
No.
He's full of it, obviously.
Is Breslow in the room when he has these conversations?
Yeah, like, no chance.
Very strange. So that will probably be bringing out the most passion in me today because I could not dislike the way Devers handles this anymore.
Okay.
Dink Devers.
Celtics and Red
Sox.
He's
being a dink. I was told don't call somebody a dink. Say they're being a dink.
Well, it's the same.
Oh.
It's like when you call a woman the B word.
We got to go.
The B word.
It took six minutes.
Also, quick question.
Yeah, it was long,
no, I need to poll this group.
Oh, yeah, no, good question.
If somebody puts a C out the window at you driving in a road rage incident, are they calling you the C word?
I've never seen that.
Yeah, me neither.
I've never seen that.
Anybody
you,
back there?
What do you mean you've never seen that? What, did you do it to somebody?
You've never seen that. No.
Do they know what I meant?
They did it to me.
What did you do?
They cut me off. They waved. I told them they were number one, and they gave me the C. So either I'm a captain.
Just go with that.
A lot of C words that aren't nice, too.
No.
Not just the one.
Well,
I bet it was the one he was thinking.
I would guess.
Spoiled
if I was,
rich kid in
if
daddy's
I was doing
Land Rover.
It'd be, it'd be the one if I was doing it.
I'm going to start doing that now. Just give people the old C.
Excellent. Okay. We'll, We'll be listening. You can dial them up.
Did you bleep
Sox,
that?
Celtics.
It's a letter.
C words. 617-779-7937. We will talk to you tomorrow on a Tier Tuesday, Tommy Tuesday, Kiefer Madness 1245, and all the Game 4 reaction you can handle tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.